Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Now
on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
512 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, Tuesday afternoon. Getting ready for Bands on the Beach. Thought I'd drop that in there. They crank that up in a couple of hours over at the Casino Beach Stage. Underneath the big ball on Pensacola Beach.
Yeah.
Ready to go tonight. That should be a lot of fun over there. Weather's going to be absolutely amazing for it. We will tap into Austin coming up in about 4 minutes with the latest forecast. We'll even be bold and go to a five-day forecast, too, let you know what's coming down here. So Austin's ready to go, but let's go ahead and dive into the top three trending stories this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
How about that for an intro there, Austin? Getting very excited, I can see. Ready to do that.
Yeah, I am on the edge of my seat right now.
Okay, story number one. We now know it was a Honduran man who crashed into a barricade May 25th at NAS Pensacola. 34-year-old Moses Hernandez was charged in federal court with illegally entering a military property and resisting or impeding arrest by a federal officer. If convicted, Hernandez facing up to 18 months imprisonment and deportation from the U.S. The case involved a joint investigation by Homeland Security investigators and the United States Navy.
And the second of your top three stories this afternoon, the draft version of the SRIA's 2026 budget is proposed to be approximately $6.3 million. That's a $2.1 million decrease from last year's budget. There are 11 infrastructure projects proposed, but that's the same number of projects from last year. Locals will begin to see multiple infrastructure projects get underway after the summer peak tourism season is over.
All right, here's number three for you. Officials at Pensacola International have launched a new live shuttle tracker. What's that? Well, travelers will now be able to track airport parking shuttles in real time from their phones. The new system can also be accessed through the airport's website. The shuttle arrives on an average of every 7 minutes from lots 1, 2, and 3.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Yeah, we'll just drop in a couple more of these for you. FHP trooper had a close call Sunday when a driver violated his right-of-way. The incident happened around 10:15 p.m. as a silver sedan driven by 37-year-old Jennifer M. Starnes from Tennessee turned directly into the trooper's path on State Road 291. The trooper managed to avoid a serious collision and then pulled over Starnes, who was arrested for DUI. She was arrested she was released the next day on a $1,000 bond.
Just about an hour ago, Mike Wood, PPD spokesperson, gave us a heads up here. If you remember the incident about the motorcyclist, the Mustang racing across Pensacola Bridge last week.
Yep.
Well, sad story to kind of put this story to bed. That motorcyclist has died from injuries sustained in that crash last week in Pensacola. PPD announcing the update this afternoon, adding that authorities are not charging the driver of the Mustang who the motorcyclist was racing. That crash happened last Tuesday night on Gregory Street near 14th. Can you believe it's a week past already? That's amazing. Okay, police said the motorcyclist and woman driving a Mustang appeared to be racing across the 3 Mile Bridge. And just to kind of summarize this, that motorcyclist has died from injuries sustained in that crash last week in Pensacola.
And Escambia County moving to change the wording in at least 23 ordinances from Gulf of Mexico to Gulf of America. The Board of County Commissioners will vote on authorizing a public hearing to discuss these changes on Thursday. The change follows an executive order from the governor who recently signed legislation to officially recognize the Gulf of America name. The Board of Commissioners will take up the change at Thursday's meeting.
Well, the city doesn't seem to be heading in the right direction. When we come to rankings, Pensacola dropped 135 spots on U.S. News and World Report's Best Place to Live list. Pensacola ranking number 166 on that list. In 2024, Pensacola listed at number 31. Pretty big drop. It was it was also ranked as number 17 best place to retire and the number 8 best place to live in the state of Florida.
All righty, 515 here. We'll get your first quick check of the roads and weather. Not too much going on from what I can see. Do have some backups developing on Highway 90 if you're traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard. Still have a lot on Navarre Parkway as well, traveling westbound towards Highway 87. Last major spot is going to be I-10, traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 84 degrees, low of 75 tonight. Going to be about a 20% chance of showers. Those chances are going to increase as we head into your Wednesday, where the high will be 86 and the low will be 74.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
517 News Radio 92.3. As Florida lawmakers began their budget talks, got underway today. Speaker of the House Daniel Perez says one stumbling block was on the magnitude of those spending cuts.
The House wanted to cut the budget significantly more than either the Senate or the governor. How we cut the budget is something that maybe we may have had difference of opinions, but we were all under the understanding that as long as we cut the budget, how we do it didn't matter.
Okay, Perez says lawmakers are working on proposals to put on that ballot.
And a plan is in place to move 7 dolphins out of a Bay County facility that's under investigation. Congressman Neil Dunn said yesterday that NOAA has told him the bottlenose dolphins at Gulf World Marine Park will be transferred to a facility in St. Johns County. Gulf World Marine Park agreed to move the dolphins after 5 others died at the facility in just the last 8 months. Dunn tells local news outlets that the dolphins' new home will be Marineland Dolphin Adventure in St. Augustine.
All right, afternoon, everybody. News Radio 92.3. New law makes it easier to kick out squatters in Florida. Governor DeSantis signed an anti-squatting bill into law yesterday. As a matter of fact, Chip Simmons and our own Andrew McKay discussed the situation on Pensacola Morning News today.
We will side on the owners, with the owners, mm-hmm. In these types of situations. So, because again, you can't just take someone's property because you're just sitting there and you refuse to leave. And we get calls like this all the time.
Yeah,
and it does make it easier. So things are getting a little bit better on that regard. But there is a requirement on the owner that they provide this affidavit that they don't have that type of a agreement.
Well, DeSantis says Florida doesn't tolerate squatters and stands with property owners.
Absolutely. And President Trump pardoning 2 South Florida divers who freed 19 sharks and a giant grouper from a fisherman's line. Tanner Manziel and John Moore Jr. were convicted of theft in 2022, and they avoided prison time, but they still got felony convictions, which prevented them from voting, owning firearms, and traveling freely. So the men's attorneys welcomed this news, saying that they were only trying to save the sea creatures from what they believed was an illegal fishing setup.
You gotta watch out for those alligators crossing the freeways. I know in New Orleans, you used to have to stop the freeways. And it would always happen at afternoon drive or so. There's a freeway crossing the 10 freeway, and there's an alligator crossing the 10 freeway, and all the traffic has to stop and wait for the gator to get across. Happened here in the state of Florida. 2 bikers are recovering after hitting an unusual obstruction on a busy freeway in Florida. We're talking about hitting a gator is what we're talking about. Tom Graham explains.
2 motorcyclists had to be hospitalized over the weekend after striking a 6-foot alligator attempting to cross busy Interstate 4 near Orlando.
I said, help me, Jesus, and I just kept flipping. I'm like, when is this going to stop?
Cameron Gilmore hit the reptile before crashing into a tree. Brandy Gross also smacked into the gator before flipping her bike. He's recovering from a few broken bones while she suffered a concussion. Florida wildlife officers trapped the gator and removed it. No word on the animal's condition. Tom Graham, Fox News.
Oh, the wildlife here in Florida. Shrimpers in Florida claim they're catching something out of this world, claiming debris from rocket launches is ending up in their nets. Here's the latest.
Shrimp with a side of space? That's not what shrimpers want to see in their nets.
We catch a lot of space debris and tears our nets up. Been doing it for years.
Shrimp boat captain Woody Moore says their nets are picking up junk about 6 to 8 times per year now, and it's getting worse.
I think they should do something to help us because not only are we tearing up the nets, we losing time and it's mashing the shrimp up, so we have to throw them away.
Shrimpers are hoping more can be done to reimburse them for damages that cost around $5,000 every time they pull something up other than shrimp.
520, we'll take a quick break here. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. Back in just a few minutes with some national headlines for you. Some of the biggest stuff happening across the United States of America today, right here on News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Are you feeling strong? Isaiah 40:29 indicates that God only gives strength to those that know they're weak. Muhammad Ali, the famous boxing champion, was about to fly on a commercial airplane when the stewardess asked all the passengers to be seated and buckle their seatbelts. Ali said to the stewardess, "Don't you know who I am?" He went on to say, "I'm Superman, and Superman doesn't need a seatbelt." The stewardess replied, "Well, Superman doesn't need a plane either. Now sit down and buckle up." The application for you and me is that we're not as strong as we think we are. I encourage you to recognize your weakness and call upon God humbly to ask Him for a fresh dose of His lasting strength.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Are you ready to experience healthcare that truly cares? At VIP Care, they're not just your primary care provider, they're your healthcare partner. Specializing in primary care for adults 65 and older, VIP Care's compassionate doctors focus on prevention, creating personalized care plans to keep you healthy and active. With four convenient clinics in Pensacola, same-day appointments, and a dedicated on-call provider available 24/7, VIP Care makes healthcare easy and accessible. Visit getvipcare.com to find a clinic near you.
When a storm is brewing, you need reliable information at your fingertips. Tune in to News Radio 92.3 for comprehensive hurricane coverage you can count on. Our team of anchors and reporters are in studio and at the County Emergency Operations Centers, bringing you live updates, safety tips, and emergency resources. From storm tracking to storm information, we've got you covered. Stay informed, stay safe. When the winds pick up, we're right there with you. News Radio 92.3, your trusted source during hurricane season.
A better air filter on your air conditioner is nice, but it isn't enough. It takes a lot more than that to clean the air that you breathe. This is Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care. On Wednesday's Pep Talk, we'll talk about how to keep pollen, bacteria, and other pollutants out of your lungs. Remember what I always say, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Let's talk Wednesday morning at 9:30 on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings 5 till 9 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
That'll get you moving there. Afternoon, everybody. News Radio 92.3. It is 5:24. Afternoon sliding by. Stocks ending up today, pulling closer to record highs. Hillary Barsky has the report.
The major averages ending higher as investors eagerly await more updates on tariffs. Tech was the best performing sector, which boosted the tech-heavy NASDAQ, which has now turned positive for the year. Chipmakers gained with NVIDIA leading the charge. Its stock popped nearly 3% as Wall Street firm Jefferies added the AI darling to its list of highest conviction picks. The Dow winners, NVIDIA, Goldman Sachs, and Home Depot. The Dow decliners, United Health Group, Johnson & Johnson, and Amazon. The Dow rising 214 points, the NASDAQ higher by 156, S&P 500 up 34. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Okay, federal agencies are prepared for hurricane season, and, you know, we're just taking a snapshot here locally for the national picture. The Trump administration says they're all ready to go. Here's Jared Halpern.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem and FEMA leadership are all over hurricane season, White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says.
They are committed to ensuring that federal resources and tax dollars are there for Americans in need.
But Leavitt warns President Trump won't allow states to make bad budget decisions.
We want to see states be responsible with their tax dollars to do as much as they possibly can, and then the president will deeply and thoughtfully consider any requests for federal aid that come to his desk.
Acting FEMA chief David Richardson is facing criticism for telling employees he did not know there was a hurricane season. An agency spokesperson says the administrator was making a joke. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
525, Austin Price, looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Yes, luckily not too much going on the roads from what I can see, at least not stuff that you wouldn't normally expect. We do have some backups on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, and on 9 Mile Road itself, traveling westbound towards Kim Strand Road. Last major spot's going to be Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound towards Highway 87. As for the weather, sitting at around 84 degrees, going to be a low of 75 tonight. Slight rain chances that will increase bleeding into your Wednesday, where the high will be 86 and the low will be 74.
Okay, state and federal authorities have hit Mohammed Soleiman, the man suspected of firebombing a pro-Israel gathering in Boulder, with a slew of charges. Alicia Acuna is in Boulder with more.
Colorado is filing 16 counts of attempted first-degree murder, plus charges for use of an incendiary device. He is also being charged with a federal hate crime. The arrest warrant shows Solomon told police, quote, in order to get as close as possible to the group, he dressed himself like a gardener. He wore an orange vest, bought flowers from Home Depot in Castle Rock, and purchased a backpack sprayer, which he filled with gas and wore on his back as he approached the group. He also said that he didn't spray it on others because he planned to use it on himself because he expected to die.
And a Milwaukee man being accused of trying to get a witness against him deported by falsifying letters threatening President Trump. Prosecutors say Demetric Scott used victim Ramon Morales Ray's name in threatening letters sent a few weeks ago about assassinating Trump. Scott was charged yesterday with felony witness intimidation, bail jumping, and other related charges, in addition to his armed robbery charges.
Department of Justice busy today investigating the competency of former President Biden during his final days in office, with a focus on the pardons issued just before he left that were signed with an auto pen. Alexandria Hoff has more from the White House.
In this case, the focus is on the mental presence of a president. The Justice Department right now probing a list of pardons that President Biden made in his final weeks in office. Reuters reports that the DOJ is reviewing whether Biden, quote, was competent and whether others were taking advantage of him through use of auto pen or other means. Now, Reuters continues that the investigation is centering around the preemptive pardons issued to family members. That would include his sister Valerie, his brother Frank, his brother James, and his wife Sarah, as well as the 37 federal death row in mates who had their sentences downgraded to life in prison. Republicans feel that there are some names on those lists there that the president was simply in the dark on.
And Elon Musk's criticism of President Trump's so-called Big Beautiful Bill is being downgraded by the White House. We told you about this criticism last hour. Musk called the bill a disgusting abomination on X, but White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt said Trump already knows where Musk stands on the bill. The spending bill has also faced pushback from some Republicans, including Kentucky Senator Rand Paul. Paul has said that he's a no unless the bill is changed to cut down the deficit more.
Ukraine says it's damaged the crucial Kerch Bridge, which links Russia to Crimea. Greg Palcott, how's the details?
Some 2,400 pounds of explosive was detonated underwater near the foundations of the bridge, causing damage and halting traffic for a time. Ukraine also hitting power substations in Russian-occupied territory, knocking out electricity for 700,000 across two regions. Meanwhile, Russian drone and airstrikes on civilian targets across Ukraine continue, leaving dozens killed and injured overnight. And more details are emerging about that surprise Ukrainian drone attack over the weekend on Russian military air bases. U.S. intelligence officials now reportedly say some 20 long-range strategic bombers were destroyed, experts calling it a major blow to Russian air power, crucial in the Ukraine war. Greg Palcott, Fox News.
And Texas Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett launching her bid to lead the House Oversight Committee. Crockett is pitching herself as a fresh face to take on the GOP majority and said Democrats need to do more to take credit for their wins rather than letting them be weaponized by Republicans. The Congresswoman issued a Dear Colleague letter, which reads in part, quote, our country is in an existential crisis driven by an out-of-control executive with a flagrant disregard for our Constitution.
The job market unexpectedly added more openings than expected in April. Jenny Casola has the numbers.
There were more job openings on the last business day of April. The Labor Department's Job Openings and Labor Turnover Survey found 7.39 million openings, topping expectations, and an increase from March's report. Jobs increased in arts, entertainment and recreation, and in mining and logging. Openings decreased in accommodation and food services, state and local government, and education. Payroll processing company ADP reports its May employment numbers on Wednesday, and the monthly employment report from the Labor Department is on Friday. Jenny Coselda, Fox News.
News. I'm John Saucier. A suspect accused in a terror attack in Boulder, Colorado, facing 16 counts of attempted murder. He overstayed his visa when it expired in March. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says the Trump administration is only going to allow immigrants to admit it legally and if they don't pose a threat.
Under President Trump, the United States has zero tolerance for foreign visitors who support terrorism.
Elon Musk has been posting on X about his opposition to the House passed spending plan, which he says will add more to the federal deficit. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says he's surprised Democrats have found an unlikely ally.
I haven't spoke to Elon Musk. I'm not sure what the reasons are for this extraordinary statement. but we're in complete agreement.
The Congressional Budget Office estimates the bill would add almost $4 trillion to the national debt. Musk posting on X, the bill would burden American citizens with crushingly unsustainable debt. America's listening to Fox News.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance. Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Lexus, BMW, Jaguar.
Where is the best place to take your vehicle for service and repair? That, my friend, is Matrix Auto Service, the future of auto service.
Porsche, Mercedes, Land Rover.
Their expert technicians provide top-notch service and repairs to all makes and models. At Matrix Auto Service, they pride themselves on transparency, honesty, and customer satisfaction with their number one goal, getting you back on the road quickly and safely. Matrix Auto Service, 5675 North Davis Highway.
Join Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola this Friday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Dr. Rebecca Gibbons will be here to answer your questions about the many benefits of acupuncture. If you suffer from chronic back pain, neuropathy, or joint pain, or even stress and anxiety, this is a show you will not want to miss. This Friday at 9, with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3 and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
It's Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Here's today's top three stories.
Well, we now know it was a Honduran man who crashed into a barricade on May 25th at NAS Pensacola. 34-year-old Moises Hernandez was charged in federal court with illegally entering a military property and resisting or impeding arrest by a federal officer. If he's convicted, Hernandez faces up to 18 months in prison and deportation from the U.S. The case involved a joint investigation by Homeland Security Investigations and the U.S. Navy.
Okay, and story number two this afternoon, the draft version of the SRIA's 2026 budget is proposed to be approximately $6.3 million. That, by the way, is a $2.1 million decrease from last year's budget. There's 11 infrastructure projects proposed, which, by the way, is the same number of projects that were included in the 24 budget. Locals will begin to see multiple infrastructure projects get underway after the summer peak tourism season goes away.
And your third and final top story this afternoon. Officials at Pensacola International have launched a new live shuttle tracker. Travelers will now be able to track airport parking shuttles in real time from their phones. The new system can also be accessed through the airport website. The shuttles arrive on average every 7 minutes from lots 1, 2, and 3.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
Alvarez hits one out to right field, chasing Hernandez back. It's over his head and off the base of the wall. And the Mets go back in front of the 10th. It's 3-2. And he pulls that one over the bag. That's a fair ball. It bounces off the sidewall. And the Mets have a two-run lead in the 10th.
On SNY, the Mets took a two-run lead into the bottom of the 10th against the Dodgers in Los Angeles.
Bouncing ball base in right field. Hernandez will come in to score. 4-3.
On the ground, back to Buteau. He's got it.
On SNY, the Mets held off the Dodgers in 10 innings, 4-3. Not the only game in California that went to extra innings Monday.
A hard hit liner caught by Arraez, and the ball game is over. Padres, a 10-inning, 1-0 win over the San Francisco Giants.
On NBC Sports Bay Area, the Padres beat the Giants 1-0 on Jose Iglesias' sacrifice fly in the 10th inning. The Colorado Rockies got back in the win column Monday, beat the Marlins in South Florida 6-4. Two home runs by Hunter Goodman. Colorado's record now 10-50. The Rockies ended their fourth losing streak of at least eight games this season. Two home runs by Hunter Goodman for the worst team in the majors. Three home runs by Kerry Carpenter for the best team in baseball, the Detroit Tigers. Carpenter smashed wood against ball three times in the Tigers' 13-1 whitewashing of the White Sox. Detroit is 40-21. Mike Trout continues his strong pace since he came off the injured list Monday after he was out a month with a bruised knee. Trout had a second three-hit game since Friday, blasted the longest home run this year at Fenway Park. 454 feet, helped the Angels beat the Red Sox 7-6. Other winners on the diamond Monday, the Twins and the Brewers. The American League East leading Yankees expect to be without their closer, Luke Weaver, for 4 to 6 weeks. Weaver has a hamstring injury. You can listen to and follow the Fox Sports podcast at foxsports.com or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And one-time NFL champion Jim Marshall is dead after a long hospitalization at 87 years old. His former team, the Minnesota Vikings, announced the news on social media. He spent 19 of his 20 professional seasons with Minnesota from 1961 to 1979. The Ohio State alum played 270 consecutive games for the team and served as a team captain for 14 straight seasons.
And I betcha he didn't play any cushy games. In 1961, they were playing bare-bones football.
Smash mouth. Not this cushy stuff you see nowadays.
That guy... He deserved his stripes, believe me. Hey, the Knicks making a leadership change up in New York City. Joe Morgan has the details.
The New York Knicks are coming off their most successful season in 25 years, but it wasn't enough for head coach Tom Thibodeau to keep his job. The Knicks fired Thibodeau on Tuesday, 3 days after the Knicks were eliminated by the Pacers in the Eastern Conference Finals. Under Thibodeau, the Knicks made the postseason in 4 of 5 years and had consecutive 50-win seasons for the first time since the 1990s. The Knicks made several big moves last summer and fall prior to the season, trading for forward Mikal Bridges and all-star Karl Anthony Towns. Thibodeau was scheduled to begin a 3-year contract extension next year that had previously been agreed to. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
Yeah, I'm hearing some hype about Mike Malone maybe getting the Knicks job, and he's an accomplished coach. If they don't get him and the Knicks step back, this move is just going to prove why they haven't won anything in 50 years. Schools in California have gotten a warning for allowing transgender athletes competing in girls' sports. You've heard some about this earlier this week. The Department of Justice sent a letter to school districts saying that in order to avoid legal trouble, they need to enforce President Trump's executive order banning trans athletes from girls' sports. The State Department of Education had no direct comment on the DOJ's letter, but says they will be sending out guidance to districts across the state.
Yeah, a lot of talk. A new report claims to have leaked documents with details about a controversial boxer in last summer's Olympic Games in Paris. Jonathan Hunt has the latest from Los Angeles.
The testing of gold medal winner Imani Khalif from Algeria was already known and already much debated. What's new here is a sports website publishing what it claims are documents from that alleged testing. Now, we cannot independently confirm the veracity of those documents, but according to 3Wire Sports, they come from an accredited lab in India and conclude that the findings on Khalif are abnormal and say chromosome analysis reveals male karyotype, a reference to a person's complete set of chromosomes.
And the City of Sunrise Mayor Michael Ryan again challenging the mayor of Edmonton as the Florida Panthers try to repeat as Stanley Cup champs. Following last season's title, Mayor Ryan sent to Edmonton a signed Panthers jersey, but now he's up in the ante a bit. He's saying that Edmonton must declare a day of recognition to honor the eventual winner. Mayor Amarjit Sohi has accepted the challenge in the hopes of instead having an Edmonton Oilers Day declared in Sunrise. Games 1 and 2 are Wednesday and Friday in Edmonton.
540, News Radio 92.3, 20 away from 6, a Pennsylvania native doing his state pretty proudly by becoming the cover of one of the top-selling yearly sports games. Here's the latest on who we're talking about.
Number 26 of the Philadelphia Eagles, Saquon Barkley, doing his home state of Pennsylvania proud. Growing up in the state, attending college there, and playing pro ball isn't enough for the running back. He also made the cover of EA Sports Madden NFL 26, doing a recreation of his infamous reverse hurdle against the Jacksonville Jaguars in 2024. At least in the standard edition, another cover will show him glancing through his visor. He says in a statement, "I can't wait to hit the field again to give Madden players more highlight reel moments in Madden NFL 26. Eamon Dignam, Fox News.
This is your CBS Sports Minute.
This is Zach Gelb with Sports Minute. Tom Thibodeau's out as Knicks head coach, and Kulik team president Leon Rose thought Tibbs reached his apex in New York. But let's first acknowledge that Thibodeau was a really good coach for New York, as he helped restore the franchise by making the playoffs in 4 out of 5 seasons, having back-to-back 50-win seasons for the first time since 1995, and also making the conference finals for the first time since 2000. And now, wherever the next coach is, and my guess is Johnny Bryant, will be taking over a very good situation, and will be in championship or bust mode. I'm Zach Gelb.
Big news. Newsmax just went public on the New York Stock Exchange. And millions like you are joining our news revolution. Newsmax is now the fourth highest rated news channel, just behind CNN. Reuters says we're one of the top news brands in America. 40 million Americans go to Newsmax for shows with Rob Schmidt, Greta Van Susteren, Rob Finnerty, and more. So download our free Newsmax app on your smartphone or TV and start watching. President Trump says Newsmax is truly terrific. Get the free Newsmax app and check out Newsmax shares on the stock exchange. Go to NewsmaxInvest.com. That's NewsmaxInvest.com. This is not an offer to buy or sell securities, nor shall there be any sale of securities in any jurisdiction in which such an offer would be unlawful.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, a plea from a Defense Department official over a certain type of funding for Harvard getting a lot of eyeballs and ears here today. CJ Papa explains.
The official at the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, known as DARPA, warned superiors not to cut grant money for the study of biological threats, that from court records. Harvard described the Trump administration's approach as shoot first and aim never. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth directed the cancellation of military grants to Harvard, totaling $3 billion, according to court papers from Harvard's lawyers Monday. The university claims the funding cuts are illegal, having defunded medical research on cancer and tuberculosis and stopped research programs for NASA. The Trump administration has accused the Ivy League school of failing to protect Jewish students from discrimination and harassment, among other things. CJ Papa, Fox News.
And more people are cooking at home since the COVID-19 pandemic. The soup company Campbell's, who also makes V8 and Pepper Ridge Farm, has seen an increase in sales of their meals and beverages across different income levels. New data shows many consumers are worried about the economy, and it's theorized that could maybe be the main reason for this.
I think another reason for this is because a lot of folks don't have a lot of time on their hands, and they just don't want to have to cook. You know,
that could also be true. Yeah,
people are busy nowadays. The key to healthy aging among women could be coffee. Does this surprise you? It does me. Here's Tom Agati.
Coffee has been found to help women stay healthy as they age. That's according to new research from Harvard University, which followed a group of nearly 50,000 women from the Nurses' Health Study for a 30-year period. The research found that drinking an average of 315 milligrams of caffeine daily from coffee every morning could help women stay mentally sharp and physically strong later in life. Healthy aging men surviving to older age without major chronic diseases and with good physical, mental, and cognitive function. The American Society of Nutrition says decaf coffee and tea did not have the same effect. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
The Center for Disease Control and Prevention updating its advice for international travelers on protecting against the measles. Here's Lisa Licardi.
The CDC now says Americans should be vaccinated against measles no matter where they're traveling. The travel notice acknowledges that people are not just being exposed to measles in countries where it's spreading, but also on planes and during travel. The travel notice advises 2 doses for all Americans ages 1 or older. An early dose is advised for traveling infants ages 6 to 11 months. The U.S. has seen more than 1,000 measles cases so far this year. Lisa Licera, Fox News.
All right, 5:45 on News Radio 92.3. Austin Price looking at the weather and local traffic together today.
I sure am. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on. Typically around this time every afternoon, we see a lot of our congestion start to die down. That appears to be the case now. Still have some backups on Pine Forest Road, though, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile and on the Var Parkway, traveling westbound towards Highway 87. As for the weather on a local scale, 84 degrees, low of 75 tonight. Tomorrow, going to have some decent rain chances in the former half of your Wednesday. High is going to be 86 and the low is going to be 74.
Okay, economic tensions rising between the U.S. and China. A lot of things here to talk about. Madeline Riviera is reporting.
Million Americans 62 years or older with student loans are in default, according to a federal agency. But the Department of Education says Social Security payments will not be garnished for those borrowers. A spokesperson for the department says the Trump administration is committed to protecting Social Security recipients who oftentimes rely on a fixed income. The administration restarted student loan collections last month following a years-long pause put in place during the COVID pandemic. The government has said it could garnish wages and tax refunds for those in default. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Federal Reserve Governor Lisa Cook expressing concern today with the progress on inflation, saying that recent lower readings could reverse after tariffs tear through the economy. In addition, Cook says she expects President Trump's moves on trade policy to take their toll on the labor market, though she notes the economy for now is in relatively good shape. Ford Motor today reporting more than a 16% year-over-year U.S. sales increase for May as the car maker continues an employee pricing program amid rising tariffs and vehicle price increases. Sales for the Detroit automaker were led by a 17.2% increase in purchases of its vehicles with traditional internal combustion engines. Stocks were higher on Wall Street with the three major averages gaining anywhere from 0.5 to 0.8%. Crude oil futures for July down slightly above 63 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, a tech giant is committing to buy electricity from a Midwest nuclear plant for two decades to power artificial intelligence. Here's Jenny Casola.
The Clinton Nuclear Power Plant in Illinois will be providing electricity for Meta Platforms. The plant is near Decatur, about 150 miles southwest of Chicago. Massive amounts of energy will be required to build advanced artificial intelligence systems. Meta will buy power generation for 20 years in a deal with Constellation Energy. Constellation says the deal will not remove power from the grid. Meta and other big tech companies are building data centers to train their AI models. Constellation CEO Joe Dominguez says the Meta deal will help to cover costs at the plant. Jenny Cosola, Fox News.
And dating apps are being linked to reports of Americans being lured to Mexico and kidnapped. Authorities at the U.S. consulate in Guadalajara issued an alert about recent incidents in Puerto Vallarta and elsewhere. Officials did not name any specific dating apps, but they have warned users to be careful and only meet in public places. Authorities also encouraged travelers to be aware of the U.S. State Department's travel advisories for Mexico.
Afternoon, everybody. This is News Radio 92.3. You're going to have to get to the airport or sign in earlier when you're flying United. Jenny Casola reports the new rules started today.
For domestic United Airlines flights, you'll now need to check in at least 45 minutes before departure. The previous limit was 30 minutes. For international flights, you need to check in at least 60 minutes before departure. Both passengers with and without baggage need to follow the rules. If you're not checking any bags, you can check in online 24 hours before your flight and receive a digital boarding pass. United says passengers can also use lobby kiosks for self-service. Condé Nast Traveler says it's generally recommended to arrive at the airport 2 hours before departure for domestic flights and 3 hours for international travel. United says it will try to find another option for those who miss the deadline, but the airline has the right to deny service. Jenny Cosola, Fox News.
Well, the New York Times reporting today that the FTC is investigating ad groups and watchdogs to see if they coordinated boycotts online, which would have been a violation of antitrust laws. Lydia Hu has more.
The FTC wants to know whether these groups coordinated boycotts against platforms like X because they didn't want their content to appear alongside content that these groups deem to be hateful. Media Matters is among the groups under investigation. You may have heard of them before. And interestingly, they're separately being sued by Elon Musk over claims that Media Matters tried to damage X's relationship with advertisers. Well, Media Matters denies that allegation, but now the FTC is putting Media Matters and other groups squarely in the crosshairs, demanding that those groups turn over their budgets, their communications, and also documents that show how online content that they deemed harmful actually impacted them.
551 here. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with some of your hardest hitting pop culture notes to ease you into the end of this 5 o'clock hour right here on News Radio 92.3.
At Pensacola Christian Academy, your child will thrive in a safe, caring environment designed to build a solid foundation. Kindergartners become confident readers, develop fine motor skills through cursive writing, and sharpen problem-solving skills with engaging hands-on learning. Experience the affordable excellence and unmatched value of Pensacola Christian Academy. Learn more at enrollpca.com/radio.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Atlas Oyster House, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters, tomorrow at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They'll be discussing Prosecco Week, Father's Day, Craft Beer Festival, Juneteenth, Toast of the Coast, High on the Hog, Dinner with Strings, and the 4th of July. Tomorrow at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Great Southern Restaurants.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about this major foreign policy address that Pete Hegseth, Secretary of Defense, gave in Singapore over the weekend. Very interesting statements about what China's doing, what the United States is doing, and if we are, as many people think, on the verge of war, huge news we ought to be paying attention to. We also talked with Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons and Sam Abel from the City of Gulf Breeze about what they did at City Council last night. You can find all of these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
Get all the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Yeah, David Lee Ross stepping out there on that one. News Radio 92.3. Well, welcome afternoon, folks. Thanks a lot for having us on today. We do appreciate it. Chris Bryan, Austin Price in with you. If you remember about 2 months ago, I was dropping a line about if you're traveling to Molino, look up because the Goodyear blimp's flying over. Remember we were talking about the blimp story a couple of months ago?
I think so.
Okay. Speaking of the blimp, there's a 100th birthday party today in Northeast Ohio for the Goodyear Blimp's 100th birthday.
The Goodyear Tire and Rubber Company in Akron, Ohio, first sent a blimp named Pilgrim into the sky on June 3rd, 1925. For 3 days this week, it's flying its three blimps over the area, Wingfoot 1, 2, and 3. The first 1,000 fans at an Akron Rubber Ducks minor league baseball game get a T-shirt with the blimp on it. The first major sporting event with a Goodyear blimp overhead was the 1955 Rose Bowl. They've been common sights ever since. The company says the blimps, 246 feet long, 58 feet high, fly with a crew of nearly 20 people on tour. There are 10 full-time pilots flying at speeds of up to 73 miles an hour between 1,000 and 1,500 feet up. Chris Foster, Fox News.
All righty, just about 5:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for you. Still got some issues on Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound towards Highway 87, and some backups on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. But outside of those couple spots, there's not much holding you up at this time. As for the weather, 84 degrees. Going to be a low of 75 tonight with about a 20% chance of showers. As for tomorrow, we're going to see those rain chances linger and increase on the first half of your Wednesday. High is going to be 86 with a low of 74.
Okay, a California surfer, pretty darn lucky to be alive after a terrifying encounter with a shark. We hear about this way too much. Here's Ted Linder.
42-year-old Jens Heller was catching waves at Montara State Beach when he was suddenly knocked off his board, only to come face-to-face with what he believes was a 10-foot white shark. The predator bit into his board just inches from where he'd been standing. Heller managed to escape unharmed and rush back to shore where his wife and baby daughter were watching. Lifeguards shut down the beach after the incident. Heller says he's grateful to be alive and that the experience didn't shake his passion for surfing, but added he won't be returning to that spot anytime soon. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
And closing arguments got underway in Harvey Weinstein's sex crimes retrial in New York City today. Defense lawyers decided not to have the former Hollywood producer testify. He faces rape and sexual assault charges involving three alleged victims who took the stand.
Roseanne, speaking out on her 2018 controversy after surviving a tractor accident at her Texas home. I remember doing this story back in 18. Michelle Polino has more.
Roseanne Barr is living out her Texas dreams in her 70s, even after a tractor mishap left her temporarily trapped. The former Roseanne star detailed to Fox News Digital about the incident in which a tree fell on her tractor and pinned her.
And I just flipped it. I was amazed too. And then I went out and took all these pictures of it. And my friends came over and I made them go try to lift it.
Barr is also out promoting her new documentary, Roseanne Barr is America, out June 10th, which chronicles her rise from poverty to comedy success. She's also reflected on her 2018 cancellation over a tweet deemed racist, telling Fox she's apologized and asked for forgiveness. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And a movie about the late celebrity chef Anthony Bourdain is being filmed in Massachusetts this week. Bourdain was known for showcasing restaurants around the world, and he was a dishwasher at the Lobster Pot in Provincetown back in the 1970s. Talk about some humble beginnings. The film stars Dominic Sessa as a young Bourdain.
All right, this is getting more and more intriguing. The New York sex trafficking trial of Sean Diddy Combs continues with testimony from a former security guard who worked at the hotel where Combs was filmed attacking, let's just say beating, his girlfriend up. It was brutal. Don't even like to watch it. It's just so sick to watch that. It really is. Fox's C.B. Cotton outside the Manhattan Federal Courthouse with more this afternoon.
Jurors have heard more about Diddy's sprawling business empire to include its bank accounts, expenses, and other things of that nature from a former employee, Derek Ferguson, who worked for Diddy for nearly 20 years. Most of them spent as chief financial officer for Bad Boy Entertainment. He's testifying under a subpoena. Most of his testimony has been very procedural, but jurors have been able to see bank records from Diddy's accounts to include a $20,000 wire transfer from the father of Diddy's then-girlfriend, Cassie Ventura. Cassie's mom testified earlier in the trial that Diddy used sexually explicit videos of Cassie to blackmail them for money.
And there's a new Cars attraction coming to Walt Disney World's Magic Kingdom in Florida. Piston Peak National Park is inspired by the Pixar franchise. It will feature a visitor lodge, ranger headquarters, trails, and more. Attractions like the Rivers of America and Tom Sawyer Island will close starting on July 7th to make room for the new land.
I'll tell you that. I did my days with Toy Story. It's
like, the attractions there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. U.S. diplomats in Mexico warning about Americans in that country being kidnapped and connecting it to online dating. It can be dangerous. You have to be very careful out there. Here's Fox's Grinnell Scott.
A new security alert issued Monday warns about kidnappings at popular travel destinations Puerto Vallarta and Nuevo Nayarit. American embassy officials say a dating app is linked to the kidnappings but did not specify which one. The U.S. Consulate General is telling citizens traveling in Mexico to be aware of attempts to extort money from them and to watch for any new State Department travel advisories. In light of the crime, the Mexican state of Jalisco, where Puerto Vallarta is located, is under a Level 3 advisory urging travelers to reconsider plans. The state of Nayarit is a Level 2, urging caution. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Okay, Florida is in the news here about space. Well, Space Florida is launching a study about how NASA and U.S. Space Force operations could be merged at Cape Canaveral. NASA is actively looking to consolidate or relocate operations to streamline that organization. This year, there's been 31 successful launches at the Cape. This is News Radio 92.3. Hope you're having a great afternoon, everybody.
Local talk in the morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.